ICASA, CELSE and MTN have settled a fight over the implementation of the regulator's new data rules. And this means, according to ICASA, the end user and subscriber service charter regulations will be implemented from the 28th of February 2019. Jan Vermeulen of My Broadband is on the line to us now. Jan, you can stop typing and start talking.
It's that kind of day.
Yeah, just finishing off a column very, very quickly. The end user and subscriber service charter regulations that will be implemented from the 28th of February, what say they?
Yes, these are those regulations, to jog everybody's memory, which were trying to deal with the issue of data expiry and trying to, you know, just deal with how the operators are selling data. And so what they said was that operators have to make sure the data can roll over. So it didn't directly address that data must not expire, but certainly ICASA is saying that operators have to offer some sort of way to roll over your data from 1 month to the next, and also to allow us to transfer data from one subscriber on the same network operator to another one. So it's those kinds of data rules that are in the end user and subscriber service charter now that ICASA was pushing for. That the operators were fighting against. They were saying that implementing these kinds of rules on their network was actually quite tricky because they've got SIM cards in all kinds of places, including in the horns of rhinos. That makes it difficult for them to fully understand, just off the bat, how sweeping changes like this is going to impact the network. So they needed some time to figure out what was going on. And it ended up in court when ICASA refused to grant the extension.
Let's go through those. The one about which I get most often asked, people say, what's happened with this business of rolling over unused data? Is it clear for how long it's going to be allowed to be rolled over? Is it according to the CPA that I have 3 years to use something that I have bought, or is there a specific dispensation for this?
Yes, this is excellent questions all. And to the best of my knowledge, none of that has been sorted out yet. So that was also part of the stuff that the operators wanted to sort out asking for the extension is that there were a whole bunch of questions that ICASA needed to answer before the implementation deadline, which just weren't getting answered. And so Yes, these questions have still not been answered. The operators sound like they're generally ready to implement these kinds of rules, but they do need that final clarity from ICASA about exactly what it means and how long and so on. Can they just do whatever they want? You know, so in other words, if you buy a one-day data bundle from Vodacom or MTN or anyone else for that matter, will it only roll over for one more day, or must it, as you say, roll over for a full 3 years, which kind of defeats the purpose of there being a day-long data bundle. So those kinds of unspecific stipulations in the regulations, the operators were also complaining about.
And then the issue of they no longer allowed to charge subscribers for out-of-bundle usage without the consent.
Yes.
Of the subscriber, that is another thing about which there has been a lot of complaints. Again, is there clarity on the way that this is going to work? When I've used up all of the data in the bundle that I've purchased, do I immediately, or do I get warning, you've got X left, you're still using, you've now got 10% of X left? Is there any clarity on how that is going to work?
Yes, that's relatively clear, and that's the big one. That's the big win for us, the end user, is not being billed. You're not getting that bill shock at the end of the month with data costs because you've used up your bundle, or your airtime suddenly being depleted. And ICASA stipulated that subscribers must receive warnings at certain intervals. So I think it's at like 50% and then something like 80%, 90% and 100%. And then you are not meant to be allowed to be billed or to use the internet and be billed for it until you've given either consent for out-of-bundle billing or you are given the option to buy a new data bundle. And so that's I think the one question that remains there, and some fishiness that I'm still seeing that needs to be sorted out is in the case of corporate lines, and we'll see what happens at what kind of clarity comes from ICASA at the end of the day. So if you've got a corporate account and one of your lines goes out of bundle, can the operator lock all of them until that one has either given consent or bought a new data bundle? So that needs to be sorted out.
And the issue of transferring data to another subscriber, I didn't realize that was a thing. I mean, I didn't realize that people were sort of broadly asking for that. But it does make sense. If my daughter's used up all hers and I've had a data light month, then of course it makes sense. It's wonderful to be able to transfer that my unused data to her.
Yes, and some of the operators already have those kinds of systems in place, so for them it's no issue.
All right. Jan Vermeulen, thank you very, very much indeed.